WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The news that Bob Dylan was releasing an album of Christmas songs came as a surprise to many people. Now that Christmas in the Heart, all of whose profits go to charity, has been released, critics and Dylan fans are divided. Is the album an earnest effort or one big put-on? Rock critic Ken Tucker has his opinion.
Wonderland, winter wonderland, wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland, gone away.
It's the worst album Dylan has released since 1970's Self-Portrait. It's a total ear bleeder. It's a hoax. These are just a few of the critical judgments that have already seen print about Christmas in the Heart. There's nothing like a mixture of sincerity, self-deprecating humor, and an appreciation for unfashionable aspects of the past to get people in full-bore sarcastic cynicism mode.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, best in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
In the criticisms of Christmas in the Heart, there's the odd complaint that Dylan's voice sounds awful. I'm sorry, have you not been listening to Dylan for the past decade or for most of his entire career? An imperfect vocal instrument is at once characteristic and a limitation that Dylan has frequently turned to his advantage. As far as the idea that covering songs such as Christmas Island and Here Comes Santa Claus is cornball, well, the flip side of cornball is amusement in context. Dylan, producing himself under the name Jack Frost, is surrounded by sweet choral voices and arrangements straight out of a 1960s middle-of-the-road or country-politan album. It's just that instead of hearing Johnny Mathis or Eddie Arnold crooning, you have Dylan croaking with both solemnity and a wink.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend the holiday away across the sea?
Come on, that's fun in the manner of other Christmas songs, ranging from Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby to The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping. So is this polka rhythm version of Must Be Santa with help from Los Lobos' David Hidalgo on accordion.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Yes, indeed, there are some lousy clunkers on this album. I don't think anyone is capable of making Little Drummer Boy endurable, and yes, I do remember the campy, sincere Bing Crosby-David Bowie collaboration from years ago. And Dylan does make his slow, deliberate version of I'll Be Home for Christmas sound more like a threat than a promise.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
As is consistent with current Dylan, the album operates as a further exploration of American popular song in all its forms, no matter how uncool. In the same spirit as his satellite radio show, Dylan presides over Christmas in the Heart with some put-ons, some sincerity, some goofy humor, and some deep dives into the mystery of what it means to celebrate the birth of Christ in both Latin and kitsch. Proceeds from this album will go to a charity, Feeding America. What can I say? This holiday season, while trimming the tree, I am just as likely to put on Christmas in the Heart as frequently as I do Phil Spector's great album, A Christmas Gift for You. Ho, ho, ho.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.